And finally, today we're turning over our global hit segment to Tom Schnabel. Tom Schnabel's a music programmer for KCRW in Santa Monica, California. We asked him to tell us about an artist that he's been turned on to lately. He picked Brazilian singer Rosalia de Sousa. He stumbled on her latest CD by chance.
So I'm in the record store and I'm poking around the Brazilian section, and when I see this album by an artist I've never heard of, and she's got these big Jackie O glasses, and it's kind of a hefty price point because it's an import, I just think, oh God, here comes another Brazilian lounge record. So I sort of had to convince myself that, you know, I should, in the spirit of discovery, let me check it out anyway. So I coughed up the dough, took it home, put it on, and wow.
Diz pra mim onde é melhor.
This is the freshest, best new Brazilian singer that I've heard.
Bossa nova é no Brasil. Vai lá.
This song called Bossa 50, which talks about, you know, all the great bossa nova stars, mentioning them by name, which is something that I always kind of like, you know, when one singer celebrates the history and the artists that have made the history in a type of music.
Jobim, Vinícius, Menescal, Marcos Valle, Wanda Sá.
Every song on this album is kind of different. I mean, on one song, she scats her way all the way through from one end to another. There's another song where she sings in Italian. So there's this kind of range, and it's all good.
De improviso, come um bimbo que diventa adolescente. Come que diventa pazzo e confunde seu passado e seu presente. Come se fosse per magia, e tuo amore mi ha cambiato totalmente. Che miracolo, vita mia, questa gioia che tu mi dai.
Probably one of the reasons why I even was surprised by Rosalia de Souza's record and her talent is that there's so few Brazilian artists who actually tour and come to the U.S. It's kind of like the Brazilians don't mind just staying at home, and they don't want to deal with passports and visas and the INS and Homeland Security and all that kind of thing. And they might do the European circuit in the summertime, but they hardly ever come here. And, you know, maybe Rosalia is one of those. She tours Europe, but she never comes to the States. And it's really too bad because there's just treasure trove of fantastic artists in Brazil and outside of Brazil, obviously, who never come to the States, and we really don't find out much about them. They're not signed to American labels, and they don't tour here. And it's really too bad, but for me, for now, I'm really happy just to listen to D'Improviso, this new CD by Rosalia de Sousa.
Tom Schnabel of KCRW in Santa Monica, California, sharing his thoughts on Brazilian singer Rosalia de Sousa. Our global hits are always available as podcasts at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.